the next 100-odd half-dreamed miles. This part's real. The kid sways near a curb. The club's fuck-hard flash of neon lights keeps time inside. His top lip split, mouth popped into hell globe blossom, eyes swelled shut like peaches. Small, half as dark and twice as yapping drunk as you, he swings forward and lands a clean right cross you confuse with a good reason to try and toss him like a sack of trash into the midnight traffic. His peni girlfriend, so light-skinned and round-eyed she would have passed for Magellan's daughter, shouts, "You goddamn monkey!" in perfect English, which makes you hold his head in your hands without thinking of his mother cursing in Tagalog when you thrust one more time the tender cartilage of his nose against your knee. Except this story isn't about you. It's about me. And every time someone barbuzz crescendos to mezzo forte tough guy, maybe I should consider that kid holding both arms out as if he'd catch whatever he could summon from the sky. But rage doesn't work like that. It's like this. I race down the parkway and skip every exit I know too well, slumped in the driver's seat for the next 100-odd half-dreamed miles, taking turns sucking my bloody knuckle with the only girl I think I'll ever kiss. My tongue, too dumb to tell which taste belongs to whom and which mouth happens when.